When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, some notable injuries yesterday. Obviously, one in particular related to the Eagles and two with the Dallas Cowboys. So let's get to the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. And good morning to you on this Monday morning as we come in, as John said, to one of the top five songs of all time. Like 5,000 years from now, John's saying Billie Jean, still in the top five. Which, by the way, I got to tell over the weekend, I was thinking We Are the World might be also. I don't know that it gets proper credit for what a spectacular song it is.
It's in mine. I mean, you're right, Joe.
I
don't know. I don't even know if it's a spectacular song.
No, it
is. I know it's an amazing collaboration. I know it's really interesting. It's probably the most interesting song that I've ever, like, I could ever imagine.
I think
of that.
I think it's underrated in a certain sense because it never gets mentioned when someone says, what's the best song of all time?
Oh, that's so
true. But it should be.
No one says We Are the World.
No.
But it's got everyone's favorite artist. Like, that room contained everyone.
Well, and
everyone's favorite artist. Well, at some point in your life, your favorite artist was represented.
I hear you. And the backstory of what it represented, which was an effort to help people. I mean, that gives it extra
USA
credit.
USA for Africa.
Yeah, that's a whole nother part of it, if you will.
Right.
All right, let's get to the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Of course, the Birds with a win. It was a close win yesterday, but I thought in many ways the Eagles were very impressive. Unfortunately, AJ got hurt. Let's talk to Dr. Jason Wong, an orthopedic surgeon with the Orthopedic Institute, Brielle Orthopedics in New Jersey, division of Ortho NJ. Dr. Wong specializing in sports medicine and the treatment of sports-related injuries, including knee and shoulders, and obviously for A.J. Brown, it was a knee yesterday. Good morning, Dr. Wong.
Good morning.
Well, we appreciate you joining the program. I wish it wasn't to talk about A.J. Brown getting hurt. So I know you've seen the video. He suffers what seems to be a bruised knee, but who knows? Maybe there's a little bit more in there. Got up slowly after taking the hit. What did you sense from what you saw and what it could mean?
You know, it happened so quickly, it's hard to say. There's always a chance he might have injured that medial collateral ligament or even a posterior cruciate ligament the way he had fallen on his knee. Mm-hmm. But the bruise certainly is the case there. That's a hard field down there. So, yeah.
The bruise from a helmet or the impact?
His whole body just came down right on that right knee.
Wow.
Really hard.
Okay.
It twisted a little bit. It looked like, on the video, it looked like he twisted just enough, so he might have tweaked that medial collateral ligament. And you can injure your posterior cruciate ligament if you fall directly onto the knee real hard.
Mm. So. What could that – let's go worst-case scenario just to have a framework here. Worst-case scenario, how long could he be out?
Well, he can certainly be out for probably about 3 to 6 weeks, depending on how bad the injury is. Unfortunately, we have to wait for the MCL or the MRI to see what's going on with his knee.
So. Just a huge range with all the variety of stuff that could be wrong in there. Man, tough to wait on that. So how about the Dallas Cowboys? We know Dak Prescott is injured. It's a hamstring. Do we know anything further about that? Could this keep him out of our game, Doc?
It could. A hamstring could take him out for the season if it's real bad. It all depends if it's pulled off the bone or if he had completely ruptured it. It's hard to say.
Here's what we know based on just the Eagles. It's hard to follow the whole leg. But in recent years, and certainly this year with the Eagles, when a player has a hamstring injury, he typically misses the next game.
Yeah, I mean, he misses the next game. We're a few more games out.
Yeah, AJ was out 3 weeks. Goddard's been out for a long time.
Yeah,
so they take their time.
Doc, I'm no Doc. I like that line. Doc, I'm no Doc. But my sense is it's probably unlikely place.
Yeah.
Did you see the CeeDee Lamb shoulder injury, Doc?
I did see it.
What do you make of it? Are we gonna have to deal with him?
AC joint injury. That could be out. He could be out for three.
It's an
weeks
AC
also.
Joint injury.
It seems like it. Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's
he could
sore.
Be out for anywhere between three to six weeks.
Even though he finished the game, meaning he guts it out, but there's something in there when they look at it today and say.
Yeah, yeah. Knowing that he came back in the game, I would think he's probably out for maybe 2 to 3 weeks. But if it's real bad, he could be out 3 to 6 weeks.
Okay. I guess that's good news.
Not for him, Joe.
No. I'm a cold-hearted guy, Doc. All right. Of course, some more information on Dr. Jason. You don't have to say, I'm a cold-hearted guy. I was just joking around.
I agree with the offensive plays. I think we have to be aggressive offensively.
There you go. All right, Dr. Jason Wong, of course, as I mentioned, an orthopedic surgeon in New Jersey, Division of Ortho NJ. Make sure you get yourself to orthoinstitute.com. For all of his wonderful care, whether it's the knee or the shoulder, again, orthoinstitute.com, the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Dr. Wong, we appreciate you being part of the program today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, my man. Let's get back to the phones. Let's talk to Nick. He's calling from Wilmington. Nick, good morning. Nick.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
Oh, hey. What's going on, everyone?
Good morning,
hi,
buddy.
Nicky, Nick.
a lot
of people call you Nicky Nick.
Well, it's like, let's go, you know? I mean, I might have to delay time until he's ready to rock and roll. So my way of filling time was to call you, you know, Nicky Nick. I mean, it's just, you know.
I've gotten a lot. Usually it's Big Nick because I'm only 5'7".
Settle down.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
I'm going to call you Nick, not at night, Nick in the morning. Anyway,
that's
all right.
Fun.
Nick, what do you got for us today?
So, a couple things just about the Eagles game. Number one, Saquon's just an absolute monster. Like, that dude, I mean, Giants are just rolling over hard because they let such a good player go.
Not just that they wasted 5 or 6 years with him.
Oh,
I mean, they had one team that made the playoffs. I mean, how... amazing was it when the announcer yesterday said in the last whatever it was, before he got here, like 2 seasons or whatever, he only had 3 100-yard games, whatever that fact was. Like, they wasted this guy. They had no receivers, no quarterback, and usually a very limited offensive line. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's hard to think that a guy like that can only do that little stuff for those little things that of the Giants, but it's just what he expects.
Yep.
Number two, I don't know what these refs get paid, but it seems like there are so many more mishaps on, like, everybody in the world can see that he was touched from your couch, but when someone's 2 feet away, this is like the face mask on Sam Darnold last week for the Vikings. How do you not see these really easy calls and it turns the games?
I'll tell you this, Nick. I'm like 1,000% less bothered by the refs on the field than the replay guy. Because, on the field, man, it happens fast. You're going to miss.
Bang, bang.
That's the whole point.
Why do you have replay if you still get it wrong? But anyway, and my last point is really, you know, I don't think Nick Sirianni's like a terrible coach, but it seems like he outcoaches himself more chances in all these situations where you kick a field goal, you just completely shut down any momentum that the Jaguars have. And again, they're the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence is good, but
he's not exactly bad.
Well, I mean,
I know what you mean. He can beat you, but he's not likely to. Yeah.
But it's like just step on the guy's neck and don't let him breathe anymore. Like, but when you're like in the 4th-and-3 one, I think was the one when you go, when it was at 16-22, you get a field goal, 2-possession game, like, just take the field goal, then you're done.
I thought that was the biggest of all the mistakes. Nick, appreciate the call. Very good call, buddy.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.